Well, said the reporter, everyone who visited your site read your pieces, and then they emailed their friends and family and told them to read them. Soon our phones were ringing. It's sensational news, the kind that grabs everybody's attention. Everyone wants to save the library that lost its books. How many people are we talking about? Asked Corey. Mrs. Nicholson told them the number. Their eyes went wide. It was the biggest number they'd ever heard outside of math class. So that explains all the people, said Lou. That's right, said a tall man with sandy hair. Many of us volunteer in our own communities. We decided, why not help Maple Grove, too? I'm a bookseller, said a woman in a green hat. I called other bookstore owners. We plan to donate enough books so you can reopen. Just as soon as we've fixed the roof, someone else called. Already, drivers were parking trucks filled with materials. This must seem like something out of a movie, the reporter said. Actually, it's like something out of a good book, Lisa replied. With a happy ending, Corey agreed. Lou, Kelsey, and Nina smiled. The Book Brigade was back in business.